U.S. raid kills ISIS leader. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden announcing the killing of a terrorist leader during a military raid in Syria.
They sent a strong message to terrorists around the world. We will come after you and find you.
Officials say the two-hour raid was incredibly complex and dangerous, planned for months, with characteristics similar to the bin Laden raid. The head of U.S. Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, said the mission was to capture the ISIS leader.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The ISIS leader blew himself up, as well as his family. President Biden sending more than 3,000 U.S. troops to NATO countries as Russia has amassed more than 100,000 troops on its border near Ukraine.
The Pentagon said that Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved false flag operations, the creation of videos using actors that pose as Ukrainians using U.S. weapons to kill Russians. Russia has repeatedly accused the U.S. of hysteria over the situation in Ukraine and reacted angrily to the U.S. decision to send 3,000 troops to allies in Eastern Europe, saying the move is a destructive step.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Winter storm pummeling the central U.S.
Thousands are without power across the state of Kentucky, and state police are responding to dozens of weather-related crashes as ice coats the central U.S. In Paducah, a wintry mix of sleet, freezing rain, and a chance of snow continues to make driving conditions worse.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Paducah, Kentucky. And a deadly tornado blowing through Hale County, Alabama, near Birmingham Thursday.
We found one fatality. We have three very critical patients, and we have about five other minor injuries.
Russ Whedon, Hale County Emergency Management Director. Lightning storms that had crossed over Alabama and Mississippi causing the tornado.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Justice Department announcing guilty plea in human smuggling case in Arizona.
24-year-old Benjamin Gallegos pleaded guilty in federal court to coordinating human smuggling operations in Nogales, which included operating stash houses to hide the undocumented. The DOJ says he helped smuggle in well over 100 people. He faces 10 years in prison when sentenced in April. Nogales has seen a lot of smuggling in recent years. Last year, two U.S. citizens and two Mexican nationals were charged after law enforcement found 16 migrants locked inside a room at a house. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Two more musicians exiting Spotify. Neil Young was the first to leave the music streaming service.
David Crosby and Stephen Stills are joining Neil Young, Graham Nash, and Joni Mitchell in pulling their music off Spotify. In a joint statement, the musicians said they stand with Young, and until real action is taken to show that a concern for humanity must be balanced with commerce, we don't want our music or the music we made together to be on the same platform. Young pulled his music from Spotify to protest alleged COVID-19 misinformation on Rogan's podcast. Rogan has said he's not trying to promote misinformation and only wanted to have conversations with people with differing opinions. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Valentine's Day mainstay facing a supply shortage.
Hershey said it's running low on its candies this year due to a shortage of labor and factory capacity. Many grocery shelves already are empty where heart-shaped chocolates normally sit, and Hershey said it would likely stay that way leading up to the holiday. The company is making a very big effort between now and Valentine's Day to get everything they have in the hands of retailers. Hershey said it has added production lines recently and hired more workers, and has even sent salespeople to stores to help restock shelves. But it hasn't been enough to keep up with America's appetite for its Reese's chocolates, Jolly Ranchers candy, and other sweet treats. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Oreo maker Mondelez also facing supply issues. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.